Marie lives over on the beach side of town. I park out the front. There are no cars in the driveway, but that doesn't necessarily mean she's not home. The front curtains are closed, but maybe she just couldn't be bothered to open them? I ring the doorbell. Nothing. I lean on the doorbell. Nothing. I knock. Nothing. The side gate is open, so I go around the back, hoping none of the neighbors see and call the police on me for trespass and attempted burglary or whatever. In the movies, they'd always find a window open and they'd shimmy inside and explore the house, but I don't think I'd be game to do that even if I did find one. I do try the back door, though, just in case, but it's locked. So this is a bust. I walk slowly back to the car and slide into the driver's seat, but I don't start the engine. Instead, I sit there like one of those private detectives doing surveillance in an old movie. Except I don't think I'm really surveilling anything. I'm staring blankly at the front door of Marie's house, hoping desperately that Marie will suddenly walk out of it. I can't just give up and go home. Oh no, she's not here. She must be fine. What kind of friend would that make me? But what exactly am I supposed to do? Hey, have you seen Marie lately? I type into my phone and send it to just about everyone in my contact list. It's probably going to cost me all my phone credit, but I don't care. I lean my head against the steering wheel and try to think like Veronica Mars. If I were Marie, where would I be? Where would I go? The stables. Last place I saw her, it's as good a place to start as any. I take off down the street. The sun is setting over the ocean, but I think I can make it to the stables and back before it gets dark. I mean, I don't know exactly what I expect to find there. Marie sitting on the ground having some zen moment of communion with the horse or nature or whatever. But I don't want to think about that, because the alternatives are pretty horrible. Mizra will have to have called other people by now. Maybe they'll know where she is. Maybe this will all blow over and there'll be another message waiting for me at home with Dicey saying that all is well and Marie's just been quarantined away with the flu or something. Because it's going around. Look at Dave. Everyone's getting it. That's got to be right. Right? But it can't hurt to check. And I can't do nothing. It doesn't register with me at all that I'm driving along Finn's street until I actually see him in his front yard, tossing a footy around with his little brother. I don't intend to stop, but then something hits me. Finn and Marie used to date. Sure, it was for about 5 minutes, but it wasn't that long ago. Maybe he... I park the car. He doesn't pay attention until I get out, at which point he looks like he's torn between running for the hills and punching a wall. Jeez, Linford, what is it with you? I already told you I didn't mean to drop that... Shut up. His brother rolls his eyes. What is it with you and girls, Finn? Finn's brother is clearly way more awesome than Finn. So, what, are you stalking me now? Finn asks. Because I'm telling you, Linford, if you want... Have you seen Marie? No. Why? She's missing. Missing? She's been out of school for a week and no one's seen her. Finn swears. Mum will kill you if she hears you say that. Shut up, Maddie, he says. Have you been to her house? I've just been there. I'm heading up to the stables now to have a look around, but I saw you, so I just thought I'd check and see if you knew anything. But you don't, so goodbye. I'm coming with you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not, I say firmly. Goodbye. He grabs my arm and I pull away. Do not touch me. Look, sorry. Look, two eyes are better than one, yeah? I have two eyes, I say tightly. You know what I mean. Look, if something did happen to Marie, you can't go up there by yourself. It's dangerous. I'm on the point of telling him that I can look after myself perfectly well, thank you very much, when the memory of the horse comes into my mind with its glossy black hide and dark, dark eyes. You do anything I even vaguely consider misbehaving, and I will punch you in the teeth, I warn him. Promise, he says, raising his hand. Maddie, tell Mum I've gone out for a bit, will you? With your girlfriend? No, both Finn and I say. Looks like there's one thing we can agree on.